Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Here's how you can tell they're volunteers. The suicide hotline, how much does it cost?
Yeah. Do they have ads on it? Like, you know, do you have to listen to ads before you talk to somebody? Like
that? I think that might make people want to kill themselves even more.
God damn it, Napier.
Yes.
The world is awful. I'm just going to shoot myself in the face.
Now, why would you want to do that?
Because why would I not want to? I have nothing to live for.
Now, before you do that, I just want to let you know that eating bullets is not good. However, the McRib is bad. Now,
children, welcome to Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Radio. I am Mike, joined by my co-host, Napier.
How's it going?
And you know, I started the show with Our Lady Peace. Do you remember the Our Lady Peace?
No.
I think the Our Lady Peace, they early 90s, maybe mid-90s.
Mid-90s.
I think they might still be around, not sure. But the Our Lady Peace was kind of ruined for me because I'm sorry. Not Napier.
Dick Blood.
Dick Blood is in the chat. People are clamoring for the Dick Blood.
Dick Blood. Say the whole thing.
And I dated a girl in high school who
Was it the one with the red hair on the crotch?
No. It was the other one.
Oh, the one with the tiny teeth and too much gums?
No, not that one either. The other one.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, you do. And she...
Whoops.
She said, Hey, I want to tell you about this band that I found out about called Our Lady Peace. I mean, of course I already knew who Our Lady Peace was, but, you know, I let her have it. I was like, oh, okay, cool, Our Lady Peace. And we went and saw them, and it was like this big gay romantic moment where it kind of rained, and like we huddled up for warmth.
Did she have any boobs for you to hold on to?
No, she did not.
Okay, so then I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
So she kind of ruined Our Lady Peace for you. Hi, drunk.
Hey, check it out.
You're
almost
shaved.
On time.
You're shaved.
I've shaved.
Did you have, like, a wedding to go to or something?
No, my boss nicely asked that I trim my shit.
Oh. Well, you look nice.
Do I?
Well, I mean, nicer.
As nice as I can possibly look.
You do sometimes.
Now I just need to shed about 60 and I'll be all right.
How have we already lost two people in the chat? Two people came in and lasted 9 minutes and left.
Obviously, they're not fans of Dick Blood or romance.
I mean, yeah, I told a goddamn romantic story and I clear out the fucking place.
Dick Blood, what's your name again?
Let me tell you something about Almond Joys while we're at it.
No, those are nasty.
Goddamn Almond Joys. You buy the big box of the Halloween Almond Joys, right?
Yeah.
They fucking give you the little fun size one. And I'll be damned if they don't put two in any of them. You get one almond in an Almond Joy. It's fun time, fun size Almond Joy time at the Almond Joy plant. And they're like, look, we got to keep close guard on these goddamn almonds. So you don't put two almonds in an Almond Joy, one fucking almond in every Almond Joy. You put two, your ass is out of here.
Well, what happens if you get one without one in them?
That would be a mound.
Well, then it's just a goddamn fucking coconut joy.
Yeah.
You know what? An almond joy isn't even that big of a joy, to be honest with you. It's an almond. Okay, I'll eat these.
I wish they would combine the mound and the almond joy.
To get an almond in, like, the dark chocolate?
Yeah.
That might be really good.
That would be dope.
What would we call them?
Dark chocolate almond joys.
Holly Berry's tits.
You could just, like, corner the market on this.
Yeah.
You just created a great product that we can sell to the consumer.
Because I enjoy...
Drunk treats.
I enjoy the almond joy, but I prefer the dark chocolate.
Why don't you just get a thing of almonds and shove one in one?
I wonder if you could just, or just like put it in your, like chew it all up at the same time.
You got to hunt for it. That's the treasure. You got to look for the treasure in your candy. By the way, I was eating peanut M&Ms one time and broke a tooth off eating a fucking peanut.
I keep going and buying the Halloween candy, but then I eat it all, so then I have to go get more Halloween candy.
I prefer
so
the pretzel M&M.
It's not even near Halloween. Why are there fucking Halloween candies?
Are you kidding me? It's nowhere near Christmas.
Motherfucker, they got
Christmas
stuff out already.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah, Walmart has all their Christmas shit out already. It's fucking September.
Dude, you could go...
I'm still wearing shorts.
Why don't you go as Santa for Halloween?
Are like we just becoming more and more grumpy, or is it getting earlier?
No,
earlier,
it's getting earlier every fucking year.
I mean, have you seen the Christmas commercials already? They already have Christmas commercials, for Christ's sake.
No way.
Swear to God.
You mean like advertising what the big hot toys are going to be for the summer?
There's like this big old ginger man walking around through the office, and they're like, don't forget about Walmart layaway.
Layaway?
Layaway this fucking early? Really? You need that much fucking time to pay off a $100 iPod?
All I'm saying is I've seen the Christmas commercials already.
You know, eventually it's going to get to a point where there will be no break in between holidays. They're just going to lapse into the other one. It's going to go Halloween right into what? What's the next one after Halloween?
Hall says the economy is bad. So is that you have to start buying presents earlier because, like, you need to budget more?
I think so, yeah.
Like a little bit at a time.
Although I don't budget my money. Anybody, if I'm
that
giving
just
gifts...
gives the kids more opportunity to peek in the closets and stuff.
Well, not if it's on layaway, it's at
the
store.
Did you peek in the closets?
What?
To see what you were going to get for Christmas?
No, like a week beforehand, my mom would say, hey, what do you want? I would say, I want this. She goes, okay, hold on, let's go get it. And then we would go out to the store and she'd buy it and like, here you go, here's your Christmas,
drunk
faggot.
Did you peek in the closets?
No, I could care less.
I did. I peeked in the closets. I was a frequent peek in the closet. I don't like surprises. I don't like it.
Yeah, surprises don't bother me. Nor am I too concerned with... I'm not a... what can I say? I don't need shit.
I remember when I was little, I was like...
You're a simple kind of man?
I'm a simple kind of man. I head for the mountains.
Push. Do you want to do your thing?
Sure. Thank you for listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. To call the show, please dial 309-740-1430 or get at us on the Skypes at WFO Dicks. So speaking of the old social media...
Who was speaking of the social media?
I don't know.
I don't think we mentioned social media at all.
Just transitioned.
What's going on with you?
I noticed on the Twitter this week you lumped me in with the worst co-hosts
the indie podcast. They were arguing back and forth on who had shittier co-hosts, and I'm still fresh from drunk didn't show up to the drunk dating game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I had that.
If I were a movie, I would be a cult classic. Fans love me, goddammit.
Yeah, like UHF with Weird Al.
Which isn't a good movie.
Oh, no, it's a fantastic movie. What the fuck are you talking about?
Most cult classics aren't good. They just have their niche following.
That's what you think you are?
That's what I know I am. I'm not that great, but the people who listen to me love me.
Speaking of which, what's in Drunk's mouth later on in the show?
The Return.
The Return. Our number one fan... Starry Spice will be calling in to participate.
She's 1-0, right?
She is 1-0, yes. What was Mandy's 2-1, right?
2-1. Yep.
Or did Mandy go a perfect 3-0?
No.
No, because she bet it against him the first time.
Yeah, she fucked that up.
Yeah, so Starry Spice does have the opportunity to take the championship away from Mandy.
And I believe I've only missed 2 in the history of the game.
Yes, proving once and for all that gingivitis does make your mouth more sensitive.
She said something about his detective tongue earlier.
One of them was some bullshit, if you ask me.
Oh, the McDonald's toy?
Yeah.
I would have given you credit for that.
The My Little Pony. How am I going to come up with My Little Pony?
Right. All you had to say was horse.
If it would have had...
That's like putting a cassette tape in your mouth and then saying, right. All right,
is,
what
is
artist?
Is this Offscreen or Green Day? Who?
No, because the little cassette tape ain't in the shape of the band. This is in a shape of a fucking horse.
But here's the thing. If the hair would have been actual hair, I would have got it. The hair was plastic.
It had feet and legs and no hands. You could have said dog or animal. We would have given you credit. Mm. You said McDonald's toy. It was a blind bag figurine. Nothing like a McDonald's toy.
You know, you mentioned social media and then didn't really go anywhere with it.
No, I said I noticed on the Twitters.
Oh, that
that you were calling me one of the shitty.
Yeah, people. You know, our friend Dan is kind of like taken like a sabbatical from social media.
Yeah,
and like I kind of fucking agree with it. Like, and I mean, I'm putting words in his mouth. I didn't actually talk to him about it. I just heard he's doing it. And kind of thought about it. And you know, it does kind of like eat your soul.
What's
you know?
That?
I mean, like if you get too into it, like I think I might be like too into it.
Into the
I think you're
video?
Just too into you talking and everybody
you think
looking
that's
at
what it.
It
is?
Yeah, because you're a narcissist.
But I mean, like I watch it most of my work day. And I don't do anything at work. And I probably could do some stuff at work, but I don't because I'm busy on the goddamn Twitters and the Facebooks all day. And I mean, like,
how's your Candy Crush going?
I don't really play Candy Crush that much, but I mean, it's like, do I need to? How do you scale it back? Do
you just
not
stop.
Do it anymore?
Just stop getting on. Or you can do it. Just think, what would Napier do? Oh yeah, Napier doesn't give a shit about Facebook, and he wouldn't go on.
Yeah, I know. I send you stories and stuff throughout the week. Like, hey, do you think this would be interesting to talk about?
Or you could just call me with it.
Well, it's like a link, though.
Yeah, you could just tell me the name of the story, and I'll just... Or you could, you know...
You're hard to call.
Yeah.
You're kind of like... You could probably just go live in the mountains, and you'd probably be just fine.
No, I got to play my World of Tanks.
What's with you in this goddamn...
Okay. This is what fucking happened. One of my buddies at work said, you have to
and
play
I'd
this
like
game.
I'd like to point out that I'm not that big of a narcissist. I am mostly just kind of having fun.
You know, a lot of sociopaths love themselves, and they like talking about
Jay
it.
Jay Adson in the chat points out that you haven't accepted his friend request on Xbox.
Oh, Xbox is now dead to me.
You're done with Xbox?
No, it's dead to me. It's like your gay kid. Like, no, fuck you. Get out of my house, faggot.
You wouldn't kick out your gay kid.
No, because I love my son. I don't love my Xbox. Fuck that goddamn thing. It's a VCR that you can play video games on. And these little motherfuckers tried to tell me what to do with my shit? No, fuck them.
So you're... But you were like Mr. Xbox.
Yeah, I was.
You hated the PlayStation, and you hated people who played PlayStation.
I know. I hated the entire PlayStation culture, as if it were any fucking different than Xbox. But because they were on the other side of the fence, they were assholes. So, yeah, Xbox burned me. Like, giving me the itchy crotch. So now we're done. We're not friends no more.
Did you get, like, the red circle thing again?
Oh, I've gotten that a whole bunch of times. Couldn't have given a shit less. My Xbox die, I call them up. They send me an Xbox coffin, and I put my little dead Xbox in the coffin. I send it away, and they send me a new one back.
So you're playing PlayStation now?
Yep, playing PlayStation.
Wow.
I don't... My
this
ex-
is a big thing. I mean, you don't know how adamantly against PlayStation Napier was.
I have a GameCube.
Do you?
Yeah. I have a GameCube.
Yeah.
I think I have a GameCube in my garage.
I have no Xbox or PlayStation, but I do have a GameCube.
Yeah.
I have a N64 too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So
Super Smash Brothers, baby.
I saw this cool thing at that place that you went with me to that had the used games. It had like a slot for Genesis, a slot for Super Nintendo, and a slot for Nintendo.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Mega console. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, you could revive your old games.
I mean, I think I still have those systems somewhere, and I don't really ever get the urge to play them. But for somebody who might want to, it was kind of cool, because then the used place was selling all the games for like $1.99 or something.
You know what? Back in the day, I had this game. It was like Sonic and Knuckles, and you could plug another Sonic game into it, and you could play as Knuckles. Do you remember that fucking thing for Genesis?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. One day, I lost my fucking shit on one of the Sonic games. I just fucking lost it because I was pissed off at it. I took it. I broke the fuck out of this game. I smashed the casing all to shit.
You had like a rage?
Yeah, I totally fucking raged on this game. I broke the fuck out of it. The little innards came out, and I could still play with the innards. If I lost my shit at Call of Duty, this little fucking thing would be destroyed.
Yeah.
They don't make games like they used to.
Right.
That could hold up to my anger and my rage.
Rabbit Poundings in the chat points out that your Xbox isn't even plugged in.
No, it isn't.
You're dunzo, huh?
I put it in a Pizza Hut bag.
Like one of those bags that keep stuff hot?
Yeah. It's now my prisoner. It's no longer my friend. It doesn't get to leave my house.
You'll be back.
No.
The new Halo will come out or something, and you'll have to have it.
No, I've got it in a box, and every day I shout obscenities at it and kick it. Just for fun. Sometimes I even like get my little dog to piss on the box, just so it can smell it. Not so that it gets wet. I don't want to kill it, but I want it to smell the piss. And I yell at it constantly.
Napier's like that scene from Office Space where they're fucking up the fax machine.
Right. But back to my thing about social media and all that. You know, I mean, I have like I'm not gonna like be all like a braggart or anything, but I have quite a few like really good friends.
Oh, I'm sure you do. And I'm sure you think.
No, I'm not talking about on social media. I'm talking about in like real life.
Yeah.
And like I go hang out with my real friends at like a bar or something.
You don't hang out with me.
I sit at the bar and tweet and shit. And like they comment like, what the fuck are you doing? We're hanging out. Why are you tweeting? But like I can't stop. What's wrong with me? How do I turn it off?
Napes, you know who loves themselves from Mike?
Who?
Mike.
Yeah. You're your biggest fan. You're like your own grandma.
Instead of fucking mocking me and giving me shit about this, how about you tell me what I can do? How can I change?
I can mock you until you have no choice but to feel shame every time you get on it.
Seek professional help.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, like, you guys, like, play video. Well, not drunk, but I mean, you, like, play video games and stuff, and you do fun things.
Okay, this is what I do. I don't play video games for the sake of playing video games. Like, I'm not there to enjoy the game and immerse myself in the world. I'm there to yell and scream at people and to make them angry at me. The game is just a fucking vehicle. I could give a shit less about the goddamn game. My only point is to make somebody angry and so that they know that I made them angry and I want to know that I did that.
So you play the video game kind of like how I tweet.
Yes.
Like you're engaging with people in a video game as opposed to... Well, then do you think that my tweeting and engaging and stuff is furthering our product?
Oh yeah, it definitely is.
Do you think that it's well then maybe it's worth it.
So
it's all for the good of the show, right?
Yeah, and I'm sure the mom who whores herself out says, "You know what, when my little guy is going to college, my raw anus will be worth it."
So, speaking of seeking professional help, is it time?
Oh, not a great turnout for the Ask Dr. Napier questions this week. It's kind of depressing, really. But yeah, I mean, if you want to.
And it's time for Ask Dr. Dick Blood. Do 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 do
Dick Blood!
Dick Blood!
From Anchor Babcock, is Metallica still popular with today's youth?
Yeah, but it's not the same crowd that it used to be.
They've kind of become just like a greatest hits act, haven't they?
Pretty much, yeah. What was their last album? It didn't even fucking register on any chart.
Death Magnetic, I think it was.
Yeah.
It was probably 5 years ago.
Yeah, and it didn't sell worth a shit. I mean,
I want to see that movie. I do. The 3D Metallica movie.
I think
it looks kind of fun.
I don't follow any band that does something after Justin Bieber fucking did it.
What are you talking about?
Justin Bieber has one of those movies, like a little 3D concert.
Make a concert movie? Well, lots of people made a concert movie before Justin Bieber.
Yeah, and now Metallica's following Miley Cyrus and Justin Bieber. You know what? No. No. Why would I want to see that?
I'm going to go see it.
Okay, enjoy.
You don't want to go with me?
No, I don't want to go with you. That sounds stupid. Why don't you just go to a Metallica concert? And then you can skip all the douchebaggery that's there.
Okay, we got a couple in the chat now. From Mandy, I have a question for Dr. Napier. It's a psychological question. How do I show the moms of the mean girls in my daughter's class how much I despise them without actually getting myself arrested?
Does she mean she despises their daughters or them?
Probably both.
I think both.
You could
moms of the mean girls. Yeah, so the girls are mean. The moms are probably
just as mean.
Just as awful, I would imagine.
Then you need to be that snarky bitch in the classroom. You remember, there were the mean girls, there were the sad girls, and then there were the snarky bitches. There was always one. There was always one snarky fucking bitch. Nobody fucked with her because they were way worse than the mean girls. The mean girls respected her. That was the fucking alpha. You think the alpha is all the pretty ones and the popular ones? No, it's the one that nobody fucks with. It's the gorilla in the corner. You don't fuck with the gorilla in the corner because she will rape you.
Do you remember when me and you were cooks?
Yeah.
And we had that one cook that we worked with that we didn't like?
The special broad?
No, the big guy.
Daniel?
Do you remember how we handled
him? Oh, the Mexican.
Yes. Do you remember how we handled him?
Yeah, Tom told him to kill himself every day.
We would tie bags full of piss to his door handle yes. of his car so that when he left for the evening, he would have to untie the bag of piss from the door handle of his car. And when he did that, it was more than likely that he was going to get our piss on his hands. And so, I mean, like, it was a psychological thing because, like, you know, he's like, what do I do with this bag of piss? I mean, it's very aggressive if, like, I walk up and urinate on you. But, like, if I tie a bag of piss to something that you need to handle,
yep.
then that's a very interesting situation that arises, and it gets to you. It does.
Yeah, but so, that's not Randy, that's what not what all you did.
You save your piss for like a week. It's much worse if it's cold piss. I don't know why.
Agreed.
But it is. It's like ew. This cold piss has been sitting around for a while. I mean, make them think about it. And you tie bags of piss to the driver's side door handle of their car. And tie it with like, with don't like tie the bag closed because then they just untie the bag and throw it away. You somehow like get it so that the bag is still open and it's just tied to the door handle so that while they're handling it, piss is falling out of the bag. That's not Dr. Blood. That's my advice, but it's good.
Here's my advice. My advice is. Your little kid, I'm sure she's smart. What she needs to do is she needs to be calculating about this. She needs to look at all angles. Eventually, one of those popular girls, the mean girls, like all women, eventually they have a breakdown of some kind, and they start to cry and they get sad. Your daughter should just remind them that, well, the reason that they're sad is that they're putting on a little weight, and maybe they need to not put on a little weight. Maybe they should go take care of that in the bathroom, like a big girl, and get them to develop eating disorders.
So don't, like, come right out and say they're fat, but no. Hint at it.
Okay. No, whenever they're emotionally vulnerable, that's what I would suggest. Have her say, you know what? You know what? I think you would do better 20 pounds less.
Dr.
I think
Blood,
you would have more friends.
I've recently been rejected. How can I cope with disappointment in being figuratively smacked in the face by a former hero? That is from Jay Adson, more than likely referring to your refusal to accept his friend request on Xbox.
Oh, well, your hero's dead in the universe that you're trying to talk to him in. You see, what happens is all of our heroes eventually fade away. I didn't fade away. I let my account lapse. So
Anchor has a good idea, actually. Warm old urine would smell worse. So you collect the urine, and then I guess you microwave it?
Oh, no. What you should do is you should take the little baggies, get a winter coat, and like put them into the coat and warm them with your own body heat. You know, like a baby. Like a little pouch baby.
Question from Travis from the Lamplight Lounge podcast. Do you have a theory on what Kubrick's true meaning was in The Shining? Have you heard all the different theories on all the secret meanings behind The Shining? Like that it had something to do with the Holocaust, and it had something to do with treatment of the Native Americans? And
yeah, I've seen that. Well, I took a lot of English classes because I wouldn't take a foreign language because I don't like people who are not me. Well, I would get these classes like, oh, well, what does the author mean by this sentence? And I would always say, well, the author means, and I would just explain the sentence as if I were reading it.
Right.
And they would always get pissed off, like, no, what's the symbolism there? So there's no symbolism there. If they wanted to say something, they would just write it down. English is a very versatile language. You can say whatever the fuck you want. And trying to break something down, oh, well, this means this. No, it doesn't. It was a movie with Jack Nicholson. He went crazy, murdered his fucking family, and in the end he died. What symbolism could there be? A dude loses his shit in the mountains and kills everyone. The end.
And I think that's it. But I think that, like, if you add just a couple of things that are a little bit out there, like a little bit strange, a little bit out of context, you know, a little bit out of place, then people can speculate, and that's probably a good aftermarket, you know, where people have to rewatch it to, you know, take new things out of it. So that you gotta be just weird enough.
Like The Sixth Sense.
Just weird enough that people go back and they're like, oh, wait. Maybe were they really ghosts? Like were they ghosts or were they figments of his imagination? Is this a ghost story, or is this what is this?
It's mental masturbation meant to appeal to druggies, and there's no symbolism. There's nothing special. You're just on drugs, bro.
I've never seen the movie, by the way.
Anytime you want to have your daughter call into the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks and badmouth any of her classmates, have at it. I mean, just we'll air that shit out. I mean, we'll name names.
Yeah,
we'll air some grievances.
We will
on the
get
WFO
those little
Days
bitches.
Podcast.
Those little bitches won't know what fucking hit them.
When
WFOD comes to town and fucking starts ragging on 8-year-olds.
Exactly. That's how hardcore we are. Oh, I will say this. The Xbox does not symbolize the government. The Xbox symbolizes my...
Are you talking about...
Yeah.
Us talking about...
Yeah. The Xbox does not symbolize the government. The Xbox symbolizes my mother today holding my penis while I piss because she thinks that her 30-year-old son can't hit the toilet with his dick. You know what, Mom? I can hit the toilet with my dick. I don't need you to hold my dick. I know how to piss, and I know how to play video games. I don't need somebody telling me how to play them.
Yeah, all this podcast beef shit going on. I'll fuck up a fourth grader. There ain't a fourth grader on this earth that can fuck me up in a podcast war.
I'll beef any fourth grader for
sure. That's right.
I've seen some big fourth graders.
Fuck them.
Dude, you can't fight.
Fucking send me a fourth grader. I'll tell him a fucking thing or two.
I'll put my hand on his head while he swings away.
Motherfuckers.
Motherfucker.
Give me their Facebook profile. I'll argue with them on the internet. I'll do that shit all day.
Damn.
And that was S. Dr. Napier.
Dick Blood!
Did you do your podcast SmackDown Challenge drunk?
You never told me what it was, dude. You asked me last week, did you do this? And I said, you never told me what it was. And you still have yet to tell me what it was.
When is the goddamn podcast SmackDown Challenge ever going to end?
Never. If, you're like, the one that made it for like 80-something fucking shows.
If we never fucking go further with it. I mean, like, we've taken like a 3-week break Challenge.
This week, why don't you give me like 3 matchups and I'll knock them all out.
Boom. Wow, really?
Damn, somebody's getting hardcore with this
shit. You hear fucking Drunk going...
What was that picture?
Drunk, maybe you should pay attention to what we do on the internet.
I don't have Facebook, dude.
I'm our social media person. Okay, so we are in the second round. Furnacast has already moved on. You want to just do the whole left side?
Sure.
The Half Scoop versus Dorktown. Murphy's Mercenaries versus the 4 Hours of Power. And Tiny Odd Conversations versus Chick and Dick.
Sounds like a plan.
So you're going to listen to 6 podcasts this week?
Sure.
Rapid fire this bitch. Now we're making progress.
I heard 4 Hours of Power stepped it up since the challenge came through.
4 Hours of Power hasn't done a show, I don't think, in 2 months.
Yeah, that's...
That's going to be tough for them to win. So I named them the wild card, and then they stopped doing shows.
That's
what you get.
That is accurate, Drunk.
That is what you get for being awesome. Somebody's friend.
That is accurate, what you just said. We are going to go to break, and when we come back, Napier is going to tell us about the government shutdown.
This man's talking about how he does 6 podcasts a night. Dude, I have a job where I cannot listen to podcasts all day. I'm sorry.
You hear High and Mighty Drunk over here?
Damn.
Well, some people have jobs where they can listen to podcasts. Some don't.
I don't have time.
I can't do that.
And we will be playing What's in Drunk's Mouth with our number one fan.
Not to mention I'm a drunk ass.
Oh, you see that? He dropped the mic.
Oh, snap.
You see what he just did there?
2 snaps this episode. 2
Ooh.
Snaps.
Ooh,
damn.
Girl.
Dick Blood!
I don't have time to listen to podcasts!
Ooh.
Ain't nobody got time for that!
Hey everyone, Batman from Fatty Time here. Ever wonder what would happen if you took all the shows you enjoyed, stuck it in a blender, and fuck it up by all recognition by hitting that puree button? Well, that's RadioFoodWire.com, and my god, it is glorious! With shows like The Mr. Producer Show, The Matt Reefer 4 Hours of Power, Unfit for FM, Fatty Time, Nerdgasm, Uniformed Opinions, and more. But even better than that, you can get all this on your smartphones, iPads, iPhones, computers, and whatever else you have connected to the interwebs with the TuneIn Radio app. So you can get all this great content with no price to you. Just remember to search and bookmark RadioFoodWire.com. And you can listen in to any of the great shows we are playing. For a list of shows and showtimes, connect to RadioFoodWire.com. With TuneIn, you can get your daily cup of FooBar. Can you dig it?
The new show page format is over at lostinthecorn.radiofubar.com. I am not below putting my cat on the show. There's an eBay link. Holy fucking shit! Who's the asshole who put $15 million on a box of fucking Twinkies? What the fuck? What the fuck? Dude, if you're buying another one for you motherfucking douchebags. Hostess Twinkies delivered by van with your company logo displayed on it. If I pay you $10 million for a box of Twinkies, you gotta deliver it by a van with my company logo displayed on it, and it's gonna say Lost in the Corn Podcast. We will fuck your mother while your sister watches.
Lost in the Corn can be heard Fridays, 9 p.m. Central, only at RadioFoodWire.com.
tell me what's in. Replaces love. I wanna know. Tell me what's in. Replaces love. Distracted by storms, storm distressed and in need. Yeah, you might know what I mean. I wanna kick love right in its guts, beat it and leave it for dead. Go and wash my hands in the river and lie down and die in your bed. Replacing love, I wanna know right now. Tell me what's in. Replaces love. I wanna know right now. The voice on the receiver. The baby cry howling away. Beg for your mercy. I wanna know right now what's
So Drunk is critiquing the blindfold that I gave him.
I wanted the pretty girly.
I just gave him a solid black one this time. I don't know why I have more than one of these sleep masks. I have no idea.
You don't use sleep
masks. Where they came from. But I have two of them, apparently, and Drunk wants the pretty one.
Maybe it was from Special Lady Time. You know, Special Lady Friend Time.
Turn out the lights.
You use handcuffs and those little things. You wrap them over the balls so that the,
wrap
leather
over the balls.
Yeah, you
know that you're supposed to cover up your eyes.
No, you balls. Wrap the leather part in the balls. You pull the string back, hit them right on the testicles.
You're crazy. Tell me what's
so, I mean, is that gonna be okay for you?
Yeah, I mean, if it works, it works.
If it doesn't work, what's gonna happen?
That sucks.
Blam.
Oh, there was some cute confusion in the chat. I was trying to alert our number one fan that it was time.
What's the confusion?
But it hasn't happened yet.
No, it hasn't happened. There's still a song playing.
Yeah. So I guess we're still on break.
What song is this?
Is everybody shitting on my song? I kind of like it.
I don't know what the song is.
It's Ryan Adams.
Yeah,
who?
I don't know.
Ryan Adams? Not Bryan Adams. Ryan Adams.
I know who Bryan Adams is. I don't know who this is. I don't know who Ryan Adams is.
Well, I like it. So fuck you guys.
Is this on from a soundtrack or?
No, it's just some live.
She says the phone number's ringing, but it's not calling.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Probably because we're playing this song.
The song doesn't have anything to do with answering the Skype.
Yeah, it does. You can't answer the phone if you got the song playing.
Well, that would be unfortunate if the phone number doesn't work.
Well, Skype works.
You better get on the horn with Mr. Producer.
This is a disaster, isn't it?
Be like, yo, bro. Phone number ain't working.
Yo, bro. Well, yeah.
YOLO.
YOLO.
The number, she said she has us on speed dial. Number's 309-740-1430. I don't know. So, Napier, you wanted to talk about this KFC thing.
Yeah, Patton Oswalt does this this bit that KFC is trying to destroy America.
With the bowls, where they just kind of combine everything in one bowl and, like, mash it up.
Yeah, and then he said that the double down was a personal fuck you to him after he did the KFC bowl thing.
Which was instead of bread, they had chicken. It's like a chicken bun.
Yeah, no. It eventually came as a regular sandwich.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Like the Hawaiian roll.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, that was fucking delicious. So, and then he said they came out with something that didn't really take off. It was called the Mega Leg. It was a chicken leg the size of a turkey leg, apparently that was another. Their attempt to destroy the arteries of America.
Right.
And now KFC has done it again. They're fucking wizards at this. They are fucking wizards. Holy shit, they are wizards. This is amazing. KFC has these little cups. The cups are filled to the brim. They are overflowing with chicken strips and potato wedges. And the little cups that you get, they fit in your cup holder so you can eat these while you're driving. So you know you want to get like a family meal for your family. You take them home so your little kids can eat it. Well, let's say you want to have some on-the-road snacks. I like on-the-road snacks. Do you ever eat your French fries from McDonald's? Like kind of on the way home, you like snack a little bit?
Right.
Isn't that delicious? You got fries for the way home. Some people like to get an extra medium fry and stick that little fucker on the top, and then eat those fries, and then when they get home, they eat the rest of their fries. They were fucking delicious. Well, KFC has decided that people want an entire meal that they can just eat on the road to take their other food home to the other people in the house. That is amazing. Drunk, what do you think of this KFC to-go cups?
I mean, if I enjoyed KFC, I'd probably think it was amazing, but KFC is very low on the
places I go eat.
Holy shit, really? What's wrong with KFC?
I don't do any of the fried chicken places. Churches, Lee's, KFC, I don't do any of them.
What about Popeyes? You can't hate on Popeyes.
No, don't do it.
What? Why?
I just don't like fried chicken, really.
You don't look like a man that doesn't like fried chicken. You look like a man that would love fried chicken.
I mean, if it's there, I'll eat it, but I mean, I'm not going to choose to go get the fried chicken.
That doesn't make any... What country are you from?
America.
America eats chicken!
America. I like hot wings. I like fried chicken wings.
That's a cop-out.
Miss Starry Spice, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh,
can you hear everyone okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, we're in backup mode here. So how are things with you?
Oh, they're dandy.
We were discussing fast food, and that kind of ties into the question I had for you in regards to what that monstrosity was you tweeted a picture of the other day.
Didn't it look good?
Describe to me what that was.
Okay, so I got a Cinnabon, and I got a Sourdough Jack, and I took the buns off the Sourdough Jack and put the patty and the tomatoes and the bacon and the cheese on top of the Cinnabon.
Why did you need to get the Sourdough Jack? Why couldn't you just get, like, a Jumbo Jack or something?
No, it had to be a Sourdough Jack.
But isn't the whole essence of the Sourdough Jack
the sourdough bread, right?
No, they got sauce on it.
Did it have a special sauce?
Yeah, mayonnaise.
I mean, you could have just gotten an ultimate bacon cheeseburger and been like, all right, on top of a cinnamon bun.
So did you cut the Cinnabon in half?
No, I mean, I put the whole hamburger on top of it and then just kind of cut it with a knife and fork.
Wow.
You know, in some countries, that's a cry for help.
Yeah, I know. I think it is. I think in any country, that's a cry for help. I don't think
it's encouraged here. You heard of the Krispy Kreme hamburgers, right? You get,
yeah,
you,
they're the,
although that's yeah. See, I've seen that before.
That's
that sounds
ballpark.
Awesome to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what she's describing with the I assume it has like the drizzled icing on the top.
Yeah.
And the cinnamon and stuff. What you're describing does not sound like flavors that should mix.
Well, think of it as like eating breakfast. Because you have bacon, and you have tomatoes, and you have the Cinnabon, and cheese. I mean, that's basically like a breakfast.
It's the salty and the sweet. Duh.
Exactly.
And
it's
the mayonnaise.
Like, it's like chocolate-covered pretzels, only like to a mega extreme.
Yeah, but with mayonnaise. Yep. Mayonnaise on cinnamon.
By the way, I'm not a fan of mayonnaise. I don't do mayonnaise.
No, I don't do mayonnaise either. I don't do any white liquid.
I'll do white Miracle Whip, not mayonnaise.
So you've just ruled out all white liquid based on what? You don't want to appear as though you have jizz in your mouth, and so
it looks like jizz.
You've just decided that milk and marshmallows and
marshmallows, yes,
mayonnaise,
no.
And all of these wonderful things.
Like
the icing on top of a fucking cinnamon roll or something. That's all out.
As long as it's either really runny, like milk.
What
like
about it, vanilla ice cream?
No, that's cool. It's solid.
It's not, though.
Yeah, it is. It's solid.
So what about a milkshake that's not solid?
That's crossing a line. That's crossing a line, and I will not go there. I'm willing to tell everybody on this show, I will not go there.
Did you call? Were you calling the wrong number?
No, I was being a smartass.
So who did she call that didn't answer their phone like
your
a jackass?
Mom.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the phone number. I'm going to write a strongly worded letter.
So anyway, Star, you're actually lucky you have Jack in the Box where you're from. My sister does not have Jack in the Box where she lives, and every time I go to pick her up, we always have to stop on the first Jack in the Box on the way home.
Where does she live?
Cape Girardeau.
Most people don't have the wonder that is White Castle.
Either. Oh, no, they don't.
White Castle's not that good.
I feel awful for them.
No, you don't understand until you haven't had a White Castle.
Do you guys have White Castle?
I go years at a time without White Castle.
So you've never experienced the joy?
She probably has like a Crystals or something. You got Crystals?
No. Oh, yeah, no, we have White Castle.
Yeah, so see, yeah. Crystal's the same thing.
Okay. Yeah, but some people don't have either.
So
and then you get the wanting for the onions.
It's about that time that we get to the meat and the potatoes here. We start putting stuff in Drunk's mouth.
Oh, here we go.
Now, I did share with you earlier the items that we are putting in Drunk's mouth. Yep. And you seem to think, I mean, you only have to get 2 out of 3 for it to be a victory. But you think he's going to get all 3.
I kind of think he is, yeah.
It's kind of funny because I'm actually not feeling good about this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think that I'm trying harder to trick you?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
It is.
And Napier is very stubborn on what he will and will not accept.
Oh, so these came from Napier's house?
No. These were my pick. Well, 2 of them were my picks, and 1 of them was from Lisa.
Okay.
Lisa picked 1 of the 3 items. The other 2, I tried to find all items that she picked.
I was about to say, if it's from Napier's house again, one of them's going to be a bullet again.
It wouldn't be the same caliber. I'm not that easy.
Okay, so Napier, I would like for you to type into the chat what the first item is that I will be putting in Drunk's mouth. And... Ooh.
Like the sound effects of what is going on.
I need the thing here.
I'm taking the item fresh out of the packaging, Drunk. So you can rest assured that it is not tainted in any way. I don't want you to get any kind of...
Boner?
Yeah, boner. That's where I was going. So are you ready to accept your first item?
Yeah, ready to accept. Fire away.
I don't think your mouth is open quite wide enough.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that.
Okay. Are you ready? Describe what...
It's hard and plastic.
It's hard and plastic.
I think you might have to hold one in for him.
He's chewing it. Do you need me to chew it or hold it for you a little bit?
Harmonica.
See? He blew into it! He didn't suck into it.
I had a feeling that's what it was, but...
So you had...
I'll actually keep that motherfucker, too.
Oh, okay. Here you go. That's yours to keep.
Money well spent.
Right. So he blew into it. So did you blow into it because you blow into everything, or did you blow into it specifically because you thought might be that?
I had an inkling that that's what it was.
How would you have an inkling that's what it was?
Just could tell.
Of how?
Just because...
Of all the millions of square objects it could be, what made you think harmonica?
The way the top felt and the, like, contour of the metal on top.
I don't know.
I think it's because it made noise. Okay. It screamed when it got near him.
Okay, Lisa. He is 1 for 1.
Did she think I would get that one?
She thinks you're going to get all 3, buddy.
Oh, okay.
She has a lot of faith in you here. I don't know, Napier, which one, left or right? What do you think?
I'm going to go... You know what? That one.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go that one.
Type it into chat so that everyone knows what is about to go into Drunk's mouth. Drunk, are you ready for the second item that is about to go into your mouth?
Uh-huh. Q-tip?
Fuck.
Wow. It didn't even hesitate.
Nope.
The second it touched his tongue, he knew.
I'm sure he's been swabbed for many diseases.
Are we not making these difficult enough?
Apparently not.
He's amazing.
We're going to have to get... You know what? I think he's going to get that one immediately. That's why I picked the other one.
So you think he's going to get this one?
Yeah.
Are you going to put it in the chat so that everyone knows what is about to go into Drunk's mouth? All right, Drunk, you're going to have to open really wide because this is a big one. Are you ready for it?
Mm. Yeah? You got a tiny mouth, bro.
You do. You have a very tiny little mouth.
I'm a little person. What do you expect?
No, you're not
a little person.
Your mouth is, like, not right to your head.
Yeah, like, your head is a pretty decent size, but your mouth is actually quite small.
I have a quite small head, as a matter of fact.
You know, if this ever becomes, like, Road Warrior land, he is going to be so fucking popular.
I don't know what that means, but...
All right, Drunk, it's going in your mouth, buddy.
Does it have a flavor? I was curious as to whether or not it would have a flavor.
I believe that's a dog rawhide.
Son of a bitch!
Drunk successfully identified all three items that went into his mouth.
And under 10 seconds.
Just as our number one fan thought he would. I don't think we're making it challenging enough. Are you going to... Oh, yeah, bonus if you can play us a song.
This thing's hard to use.
Oh, yeah, it's a musical instrument.
You do not get the bonus point. I'm sorry.
No. This thing's weak. I like my other one better.
I think you're squishing it.
Well, you know, there is a story that I want to talk about, and I guess it would be nice to have a female perspective. Do you want to hang out?
And you are the wiener.
Do you want to hang out for a few minutes so we can discuss my female perspective story?
Yep.
I read an article about revenge porn and a woman that she sent her boyfriend a bunch of nudie pictures of herself, and then when they broke up, he posted them to several of those revenge porn sites, and it kind of spread all over the place, and it included her name and stuff and like where she went to school, and people were confronting her publicly and telling her, you know, hey, I like your picture and stuff. And I don't think that I can really step away from it and have it. I mean, I assume that I would be horrified if I was a woman and this happened to me, but... I mean, I personally kind of think that, you know, if she sent it, then it's up, you know, it's his property, isn't it?
Oh, I wouldn't think so at all.
I mean, would you be bummed out if your private nudie pictures became public nudie pictures?
I think it's one thing to post them if he's just posting them, but to put her name on it and her school and, you know.
And her address.
Then that kind of becomes harassment, I guess.
Yeah.
But in New Jersey, and apparently New Jersey's the only state where this is actually illegal to do. And it just so happened that they were in New Jersey, and she got this guy locked up for some kind of harassment. And I mean, you know, I would hate for, you know, the girlfriend revenge sites to go away, because they're great.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm looking at that as a looky-loo and not as someone who's actually affected by it.
And you're certainly not trying to track down these broads because, you know, you want to get a live show.
There's been several times in my life where, like, there's been a celebrity or something at, like, something that I've been at. And if somebody hadn't pointed out and said, hey, look, it's so-and-so, I would have never realized it was them. Could you imagine being that into some chick you saw in a picture to where if you saw her on the street, not only would you recognize her, but, like, have the gall to, like, walk up to her and comment on it?
Well, that depends on how much you liked it.
I mean, like, you know, if I was in the mall or something and like, you know, John Travolta walked by, I probably wouldn't even notice unless somebody said, hey, shit, look, it's John Travolta.
Starry, if you saw a picture on one of those revenge sites, this dude had an amazing hog on him. Just looked like it could wreck Jesus and, like, take on... He could dip this thing in baby's blood and slay angels with this hog. That's how fucking immaculate this dude's hog looked. Would you go up to him and say, bro, nice fucking hog? Or anything... Well, I don't know what ladies say to dudes.
I guess I think, like, if you had a big giant dick and somebody commented your big giant dick, you probably wouldn't be that bummed out to show people your big giant dick. I think it's probably different for a gal. Or like a little dick dude. Like, hey, you got a little bitty dick.
Well, what does Starry think?
Like, if my little bitty dick, like was out on the internet and like people were like always talking about my little bitty dick, I'd probably be bummed out about it.
What story? What if a dude came up to you after looking at your naked pictures and gave you firm compliments on your breastises?
Oh, I'd be fine with that.
As long as they were compliments, you'd be okay with it, you think?
Oh, yeah. As long as they're compliments, that's different.
Now, if a lady came up to me, let's say I'm at the mall with my lady friend, and a random lady just walks up to me, compliments my hog, and then you know, kindly leaves. That would be awesome. I mean, even better if my lady friend's there, and I'm getting compliments on my hog.
So you're saying that she shouldn't be embarrassed because the guy was complimentary, this complete stranger that saw her nude photographs online.
Well, it depends on what the compliment was. I mean, if he just said, I like your work and I'm a fan, and then walked away, like, yeah, that wouldn't be too bad. But if, you know, he said he could smell her cunt, that would be a little bit different. Got a little Silence of the Lambs thing going on.
No.
Yeah, you know, when he Spider-Man that one chick. You know the Spider-Man?
Right.
Where you jerk off into your hand, jizz into your own hand, and then throw it at her. Spider-Man, webbing, floosh! Take that, Venom!
I don't know, for some reason I thought this story had more legs than it apparently does.
Well, we're talking about hogs now.
you think a lot of stories has more legs than it actually does?
The KFC one did.
Yeah, that KFC thing, that gave us a whole ton.
Mm-hmm.
You
really knocked it out of the park.
Whole minutes.
A cup of chicken that fits in a cup holder. Great.
We're dead. You know that, right? America's dead.
Oh, my God. I want one of those so bad.
Do you really have that much trouble driving and eating? It's an art form. I'm very good at it. I don't need a special cup holder.
Bet me $1 that within a month, somebody's going to take a photo of a big, heavy-set broad, just three of these cups sitting on her rascal. And she's just chowing down on these fucking KFC cups, just eating the shit out of these cups. And everybody's going to look at it and think, that's America. That's what we've become. We're Wall-E. We are fucking Wall-E, dude. From now on, all of our sciences is just going to be to engineer stronger rascal scooters, and there's going to, you know, those airport.
Do those scooters have cup holders?
Yeah, they got cup holders.
Well, they do?
Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, some of them even have baskets on the front.
I know they have the basket in the front.
Like, you can put a whole thing of chicken in that basket.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can put a fucking 12-piece in that motherfucker.
And even have room for, like, a 12-pack of diet soda that you can fool yourself with. Like, no, I'm losing weight. I'm eating diet soda.
Napier, explain this government shutdown thing to me.
Okay.
The government they don't want to vote on something and the other ones do, and so they're just not going to go to work.
Well, pretty much it? The Republicans don't want to fund Obamacare, and the Democrats want to fund Obamacare. And they're going to hash this out while a whole bunch of people don't get paychecks. But they'll get paychecks, because if they don't get paychecks, that could sully their work by them not having to get paychecks like everybody else.
Can't we just throw rocks at them?
No, we can't throw rocks.
Can't we just say, get back to work, you bastards, and throw rocks? I mean, like, if there's enough of us that throw rocks at people.
Yeah.
Like, if everyone throws rocks. What happened?
Who are you throwing rocks at? Are you going to go to the post office and just start throwing rocks at people?
Well, no, they don't hang out at the post office. The post office didn't do anything. But either way, this is technically their job.
I'll throw rocks at some postmen if it gets some shit done.
Yeah, but this...
And then they'll fucking shoot you.
Yeah. The post office people are armed now. They don't take shit. Oh, but either way, this is their job. They're there to vote on things and to not vote on things.
What are you doing there, fucko?
Why are you breaking that?
I'm ripping my pants.
Why?
I don't know. Like, I've ripped my pants, like, through the whole show for some reason.
Yeah, I've been noticing you fidgeting with yourself.
I just decided I thought I should rip on my pants.
We live in Missouri. The meth has kicked in.
Yeah.
I've been ripping on my pants. My pants are all ripped up.
Is that a side effect from smoking bleach.
Can you smoke bleach?
Yeah, you can smoke anything. I don't even know. I've been smoking this vapor shit. I don't even know what the fuck it is. It could be angel tears.
So
I'm telling you need to get some like hash oil on that.
Let me ask you a question. You can just decide we're not going to vote on this so we don't have to come to work and then just go on vacation?
No, they don't go on vacation. They still have a job and they still get money and they still get paid. Other people don't, but not them.
So are they still at work?
Yeah. Yeah, they're still at work this entire time. And they're still getting a paycheck this entire time.
But what are they doing?
They're voting on things.
But you said they're not voting on things.
They are. Some people say yes, some people say no, but that is making me really uncomfortable. I think you're going to, like, rip this thing too far and your penis is going to flop out of your pants.
Well, I'm wearing underwear. I mean, worst case scenario, you'll just see my underpants.
And then I'm going to take a picture and tweet that bitch.
I don't know why I'm even doing this. I'm trying to pay attention to
probably
what...
Probably because you're a dodo.
I'm trying to pay attention to what you're talking about, but I keep ripping on my pants.
How do you feel about Chinese food?
I like Chinese food.
I like Chinese food.
Starry Spice, do you like Chinese food?
Where the fuck did that come from? Do you have a Chinese food story?
What the fuck is going on? Why are you talking about Chinese food while he's taking his pants off?
I don't know. Where did Chinese food even come from?
I was thinking about getting Chinese food after I left here.
Does Mike have any clothes left on?
Is there any place to get some good hot braised chicken around here?
Yeah, the place over by Deaver's.
Deaver's.
Yeah. Oh,
this is great, guys. Number one fan, is there anything on your mind? Because we're just talking about Chinese food. Are you going to be a holo jam?
Well, technically, I'm already a holo jam.
Yeah?
It's just I haven't actually said anything to be recorded other than on this show.
Starry Spice, what are you going as for Halloween?
I think I'm going to be Catwoman. We're trying to get the team to do like a whole hero comic book thing.
That works! Yes!
I didn't hear what she said.
She's going to be Catwoman.
Oh, yeah?
Which version? You know, the new one likes ladies. Can we talk about that?
Catwoman likes ladies?
Yeah.
Catwoman likes Batman, doesn't
No, it? Catwoman likes ladies now.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're the lady liking Catwoman, right?
Just say yes.
Yes.
There we go. Yes. We got a show. We can do this now.
Like the Michelle Pfeiffer Catwoman, that's the best Catwoman, right?
I don't know, the Holly Berry.
Eartha Kitt was the best Catwoman.
No.
Not Eartha Kitt. No, not Eartha Kitt. Ew.
No.
Ew. What the fuck? God.
I'm not, and I'm not white. Well, not mostly.
Well,
oh, so that you have to go as a different Catwoman?
No, Catwoman. Yeah. Catwoman's been all kinds of colors. It's okay. Catwoman is for everybody.
I think technically, based on the picture, I'm the black hologram.
I don't know what that means.
The Squarehead Kid guy.
Yeah.
He decided one day that he was going to make a new podcast that didn't actually make podcasts. I think I have the story right thus far.
So
and
what
Starry
is
Starry Spice is on said podcast that doesn't actually make podcasts.
So what yes, what does it do?
It's Jay Squarehead, Mandy Weaver from the Furnicast, Jay Adson, and me.
And there's
oh, that's
website.
An all-star cast.
Yeah, that's an all-star cast, correct. But when
I would
you go to the website,
yeah.
You click on the thing that says, hey, let's listen to an episode. And there isn't any episodes.
It says you're not cool enough to listen.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, so it's a trick.
Oh, it's like that Eric Cartman thing where he bought the roller coaster and he like didn't let anybody in.
Cartman-land.
That's what they should do. They should make one episode. Just one episode. You know, every so often they let another person in. Like, okay, you can listen to this episode today. Oh, no, no, only you can. Make sure they can't download it. And that way everybody's like, no, I want to listen to this episode. Like, no, you can't, dude. We're only letting one person in.
You know what I think? I think you should Rickroll them. As soon as they hit the thing, Rick Astley, never going to give you up.
Starry Spice, is there any way that Drunk could be on the Holojams? Like, we could trade Drunk to you
for future considerations.
Future considerations.
Yes. So Drunk will be the fifth or sixth member of the Holojams.
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not in charge.
We can invite Tim Shipman back on and he can get drunk.
Mandy already said no.
Oh, she did?
Womp, womp, womp. I'm not cool enough for VIP.
No, I think Mandy just doesn't like you because you don't like women.
Because I don't like women?
Yeah.
I think women are just fine.
Oh, yeah, so Drunk can't be on the Holojams. However, Wolverine can.
That'd be awesome, and you have to do sexy RoboCop time all the time.
He has to talk about how he breaks ladies' hymens. Drunk, can you say in the Wolverine voice, I can smell your membrane cracking?
You want me to say what now?
I need you to say in your Wolverine voice, I can smell your membrane cracking.
I can smell your membrane cracking.
That is so hot.
Why do these pants rip so easily?
Because you're ripping them with your hands.
But I mean, like, shouldn't my pants be a little bit stronger than this?
No, they're like an...
Don't you think it's unusual that my pants just rip apart when I tear on them?
They're like a 16th of an inch thick, dude.
Dude, you are one step away from, like, taking the skin off of your arm because it feels all leathery and skin-like.
Do you pick your scabs?
I pick my scabs. I think you should just turn those things into shorts.
Just, like, cut them off at the knee?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that.
That's kind of a silly question. Does he pick a scab?
Mandy, why did you just throw up a little bit? The Wolverine voice is so fun.
So you just keep picking the scab until it finally just gives up? It just gets a little bit better, a little bit better, a little bit better, but you keep picking it off, right? Right?
No, because then it scars.
So? But, I mean, like, how do you just have that on you and not pick it off?
I deal with...
Doesn't it weird you out that it's there? Don't you want to take it off?
No.
That's just me? Drunk? Come on.
Lisa,
come on. You're with me, right? You have that weird, crusty stuff on you. You got to get it off you, right?
No, it's going to hurt if you peel it off.
So I think next week you should need to compile a list of things for me to say in Wolverine voice. That would be a great segment.
You think?
Yes.
Drunk does the Wolverine voice?
Just crazy stuff.
Well, I'm going to wear a better pair of pants next week.
I hope
next,
so.
Next week you are utterly
distracting.
Maybe next week you should talk about the time where you were wiping your butt and you put too much force in it and your lead finger went into the dirty hole.
You stuck your finger in your noose when you were wiping?
I don't think that happened. What are you talking about?
The time you were telling me you were wiping and then...
You need to not share these kinds of things with Nate.
Yeah, you used...
Did you guys see the preview for that Don John movie?
Wait, change the subject.
The one with that Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
No, we're going back to the...
Is that a romantic comedy?
It's a rape story, bro.
Is that a romantic comedy? Because it looks like it's kind of a romantic comedy.
Then why is it...
It looks like it might be kind of like something else, too.
No, it's something else. Why is it...
I don't want to see that.
So, why is it rated R?
Do I want to see that? Or is that just a romantic comedy that's probably just the same old bullshit?
Romantic comedies are not rated R.
So let me get this straight. You fingered your butthole when you were wiping. This is a thing.
Well, I mean, like, when you wipe, you just use, like, one finger to, like, get in there, right?
No.
I mean, like, to kind of get in there. I mean, like, you can't put your whole hand in between your ass cheeks.
Maybe I have a wide anus, I guess.
I mean, like, there's a crevice that you kind of got to, like, wedge it in there. You know what I'm saying?
You can use more than one
finger.
Lisa,
you know what I'm talking about, right?
That's different than wedging your fingers in your ass.
No, not, like, into your asshole. But I'm talking about, like, to wedge the paper into your ass crack so that you can wipe the shit off your ass. I mean, like, you don't use your whole hand. I mean, like, there's a couple of fingers that kind of protrude out a little bit so that you can get the paper into the crack. Right?
You're like a cat. Maybe one of those, like, cat scratching posts, like a pole covered in toilet paper, and just stick your butt on it and rub up and down.
So how deep did you get?
I get
like a whole finger.
Like, you guys are just making this up. I'm just saying that you use just like a couple of fingers to get the paper into your ass crack. I didn't put anything into my asshole. You just made that up.
Mike's a noose.
You guys are like trying to fag me out here, and I don't know why. I don't know where this came from. Motherfucker just got some skin thin pants. I fucking rip on them.
Mike,
I don't know what the fuck that has to do with sticking fingers in your fucking ass.
You're a noose.
I don't know where the fuck this came from.
Your noose was super hungry that day. We understand, bro. No need to get all animated.
See, but like, so, this one leg is like perfectly fine, but like I ripped up this other leg. So do I make half shorts?
Yes. Yeah. One short, one long.
Make a half short?
Yeah.
And then you can wear a long sock with it.
So what does fresh Duke on an anus feel like? With your fingers.
You act like your finger ain't never gone through the paper before.
No, it hasn't.
Never.
Never.
Never, not once.
Not once.
Not when you go to Denny's and they got that skinny-ass paper that don't do shit.
I just...
You never pressed your fingers in there and it went through the paper. You're saying that's never happened?
That's never happened. Time. Not once.
Not one goddamn
not
time.
Not one time. I know the strength of the toilet paper I'm using. I use an appropriate amount of force to get the poo out, but not to break through the barrier.
I agree with Napier on this one.
How do you not judge that?
Lisa, help me out.
No, I agree with the others.
You've never...
There's something wrong with you.
Your finger has never gone through the paper, not one time.
No. Nope.
Not one time have you pressed too hard and stuck your finger through the paper.
Nope.
I don't believe any of you.
I think what really happened is your butt was so hungry that it kind of just sucked it in a little bit. Like it had a little suction going on.
So it comes back to my hungry butt. That's what this was all going for, is you guys are fagging me out on some hungry butt when I ain't even got a hungry butt.
Hungrier news.
Yeah. You were trying to hand feed your snake and it got away from you. So did it feel like old chili?
Mike, put it down.
Look, I hope you both burn in hell.
Both of us or all three of us?
My butt is not hungry.
Your butt is hungry.
And you can both go fuck yourselves.
So let me see, like second knuckle? Is about that far?
Look.
Because with the amount of force you're putting on it, it had to go pretty deep. I know it did.
Mike, can I powder your butt for fingerprints?
Hey, you know that powder? Like the anti-itch powder?
Yeah.
Like I have an abundance of that. Does that expire?
No.
You think I could sell it? Like used powder, because I don't need it anymore. Like, I could sell my whole butt itch drawer at this point, because it's been so long since I've had butt itch issues. There's got to be somebody out there that is looking for a deal on all this butt itch product.
So this is before you had hungry butt.
I mean,
no, this is during. This is during.
I got several different kinds of the preparation H.
Yeah.
I got a couple kinds of powders. I got a couple of different gels. I have medication. I have all kinds of stuff centered around itchy assholes. And it's just sitting in my closet. And like every time I go in there to get some toilet paper, and I do buy good toilet paper to avoid my fingers going through there.
Yeah, I guess you only make that mistake once.
I see that drawer and it makes me sad because it makes me remember that time of my life.
How do you make that mistake
look,
once?
And you know what? You guys are fucking with me. But I still don't wish that on you. I don't wish it on anyone. Because it was the fucking worst time of my life. There was like 8 fucking months where I constantly had this itchy fucking asshole.
But it was the best 8 months of my life.
Mike,
I'm glad you got entertainment,
you know,
out of my misery.
Out of his hungry butthole.
Mike, when you exorcise a demon, you don't get rid of the religious charms. Because if you get rid of them, the demon comes back.
It's not a bit. It's my life. You motherfuckers!
If you get rid of it, it's just coming back, dude. It's gonna know. It's gonna.
Well, these pants are fucking ruined.
The show is almost over. You can wait 5 more minutes.
These pants are fucked.
You did it.
Well, you guys made me do it.
No, we didn't make you do anything. We didn't make you put your fingers in your butt. We didn't make your butthole itchy, so you had to scrub it with one of those toilet scrubbers.
So how deep did you have to put your finger in your anus when you had to do the anti-itch?
When did you figure it out? Like, you know, I've locked my keys in the car, and I figured it out while I was doing it. You know, like you're shutting the door. You're like, oh, shit, my key's in the car. When did you realize you were touching poo?
When he was second knuckle deep. Because he had to be putting some firm pressure on there to get all the way through the toilet paper.
Was it like stepping on dog shit where you feel it for a second?
That's the worst.
Yeah,
especially when you don't have any shoes on.
Oh, you heal it.
It goes like through your toes.
But for a moment you think, oh, what is this? Like, oh God, that's dog shit. When did you realize you were touching your own poo?
You know, this whole thing, like this after what's in drunk's mouth thing.
Yeah.
It should have been like a real nice little chat with our friend.
This is a nice chat with our friend.
No,
she is enjoying herself right now.
Starry, are you having fun?
You guys fucking around and talking about old chili and putting fingers in buttholes. You should be ashamed of yourself the way that we're treating our number one fan.
When you go to Mexican restaurants, you can't eat refried beans, can you?
When your nickname's drunk, you have no shame, dude. I'm just saying.
You can't look at anything brown and pasty again. You just like you get your finger in there, then it's like you relive old demons, like you got drunk.
Lisa, thank you for calling.
And it's funny because
I'm sorry that these two couldn't behave themselves.
He tried to change the subject in the middle, but he couldn't do it. We're relentless. I love it. Well, I guess it's about the time for Yumsky. We should probably vacate.
Starry, you're a good sport.
Are you going to ask her what she's wearing or anything?
Okay, what are you wearing?
Shorts and a t-shirt.
Nice!
Yeah, well, I can't masturbate to that.
I'm wearing half shorts.
Yeah, now I really can't.
Your shorts are probably shorter than mine right now.
Mike, you kill my boner like a fucking deer getting hit by an 18-wheeler.
I'm wearing shorts and a hoodie.
Boner killing.
Bye, number one fan.
Bye.
Well, see you in hell, faggots.
Mike is hungry, bud.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Us every Monday night at 9, 8 central at RadioFubar.com or with the TuneIn app for smartphones. You can also download the show through iTunes, Stitcher or our website, wfodix.podbean.com. Be sure to rate us 5 stars on iTunes to raise awareness of the show. Vote for us on Podcast Alley 2. Find new sites to rate us at. Blow that shit up. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave us a message that may get played on the air. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our boards at WFODix.boards.net. Like our Facebook page at facebook.com/WFODix to get all the latest updates. Also be sure to check out all the other great shows on RadioFubar.com throughout the week. That was a lot to take in. I'm sure you were tired. Go lay down for a while and I'll be in a few minutes to tuck you in.
Hey guys.
Huh?
I got a joke for you.
You have a joke?
Yes.
Okay.
Who's there?
Knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow?
Ah, she got you.
All right.
Best joke ever.
So
yeah, because they always get you with it. Like, oh fuck, I fell for it again.
I don't like that joke at all.